Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show. Welcome to a super mix. Rika G, tell them what the super mix is. We just came up with this idea.
Right now. No, it's called the super mix because we're all going to do a bunch of things in one mix. So obviously we still have the Where You Been, and then we're going to have our TTs. After that, we're also going to do a Lecheca for you. If you guys are, you know, following us online, you know what it's about. And then we're going to have a big announcement at the end of this episode. So don't go anywhere, okay? Yeah, I'm not threatening you, but I might be.
She might be. Yeah, she's feisty.
I might be.
But to all the first-time listeners, welcome. You can stick around here. The Super Mix does involve all the great facets of the Halala Show. You know, this podcast is great. And we have our TTs. I love the confidence.
I love the big words, you know. I wanted to use the word amalgamation. Is that the right term?
Amalgamation.
I
don't know what that
anyway,
word is.
Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, back to the TTs.
Yes, the TTs. The TTs, we only have two today, trending topics. The first one we're talking about, the FIFA Women's World Cup. We know who won already. Congratulations to Spain. We'll talk a little bit about that. But something happened after Spain won the FIFA Women's World Cup. Something involving the coach of the Spanish team as well as one of the players. Some inappropriate action happened after the victory. So we'll discuss that and what's happening with that. And also, the hot news online, Rika G, tell them about Potato Corner.
Potato Corner just posted a job opening, and obviously they included the requirements and the criteria, and people found it a little bit uncomfortable, to be honest. Mm. So we're going to talk about that, especially it's so timely because I know a lot of people are also, you know, job hunting, and then I'm also job hunting, and I'm like, I wonder what I would feel if I wanted that job. And then I see the criteria. So we're going to talk about that.
Yep.
So
you can jump straight to those using the timestamps. And then we'll do Where You Been. And then after our Lechica, we asked on Instagram, the question was, what practical or smart advice can you give someone on their first day of the job, yung ginawa ninyo, and it actually worked, which led to a good first day on the job. So we'll read those answers towards the end. There's also a timestamp in the description. But let's start with Where You Been. I guess I'm starting this week, right?
Yes.
Oh, I watched a lot of movies this week, Rika G. A lot of good movies, I would actually say. Unfortunately, most of these are not on the streaming services that I have collected. So I had this special agent.
Somebody's not happy.
A little bit, you know?
Somebody is not happy. Special Agent John is, you know, he's not like, approving of this.
The first one that I watched that I would highly recommend is the Pixar movie Elemental. I didn't get to catch it in theaters. It was very good. I'm not sure if the advertising was like the budget was not high or whatever, because you didn't really see much of it. Did you see? I only saw like one trailer, but I didn't see it advertised everywhere like a bunch of the former, you know, like Finding Nemo and Toy Story. Like you'd see ads everywhere. Elemental, I would only see the ad run on like in the theaters when I would go watch a movie. And the ads don't really tell you much. It looked like Inside Out. If you watch the trailer, you get like an Inside Out kind of feel. But it's completely different, I would say. It's really good. It's the stories about this fire element person. Her name is Ember. And then she's living in this elemental city. So there's there's earth or trees or whatever, and then wind and fire and water. Like they're all living in this place. But fire people are, I'm just going to say it, they're like immigrants in this movie, right? So the story is about how like the fire people, or at least her family, how she's trying to fit in a world bigger than her, etc., etc. It's really good, man. I really enjoyed it. And I feel like it didn't get the love that it deserved from, like, people, because maybe it wasn't market, because they didn't do so well in the box office, as far as I know. But it's one of those Pixar movies that is really good. Like, it's higher tier. It's better than, like, some of the stuff that they've been coming out with lately. And I would highly recommend it, man. It's called Elemental.
I'm glad that that's your view. And hopefully that's what a lot of people also think. Because when I saw the trailer, immediately, I wanted to watch it. Because it's in the same vein as, like you said, Inside Out. And honestly, yeah, for me, Inside Out is Pixar top tier. And I just like the kind of like addressing issues, but not in a human way. You know what I mean? Like, they're not humans.
I feel like did you watch Turning Red?
I did. Oh, I like that movie. Yeah. You know what? Can I just say, before you say anything, I watched that movie as I was landing into London last year when I moved here. And I don't know if it said something about, you know, all the changes that I'm going through, but it's about, what do you think it's about? Because honestly, I didn't even think of the meaning behind it.
Turning Red? It's very relatable to Asians, I would say.
Okay.
And Elemental, I feel like, is perfect for anyone that is. It has elements of like, ano nga tawag dito yung Great Wall, yung mga Chinese Phil Chais. So if you're a Phil Chai and you've ever had a Great Wall, it has that element in it. It has elements of immigrant parents who work to make like a, you know, like a restaurant or a business, and they want their kid to take over, but the kid is like, but I want to do other stuff, but I don't want to let down my parents, kind of thing. So it has that vibe to it. Turning Red, the man, has a, for me, was very, yeah, same. It's like just a different spin on Turning Red, but more of a it's less of like an adolescence growing up thing. Like, she's a kid, right? And she's kind of becoming an adult. This one, she's already an adult, but she's trying to kind of figure out her way, like her family relations and then like relations with other elements. It's pretty cool, man. I think you would like it.
Can I tell you one thing that I thought of when I was watching Turning Red?
What's that?
I thought that it was about, and I'm sure I'm wrong, but I thought it was about getting your menstruation, because when you do get your period, sometimes you kind of turn into somebody different.
Yeah.
Although I know that's a stereotype because it doesn't happen to all women, but honestly, I thought it was like getting your period. Tapos yung pangalan pa is Turning Red.
But wasn't there like an element of that in the movie, if I remember?
Kind
correctly?
Of.
I think they kind of alluded to that. But yeah, it's if you enjoyed Turning Red, I feel like it's in the same kind of class. Like, I don't think it's gonna be super classic like Inside Out, for example. But it's a good enough watch that it hits the feels, and I really enjoyed it. So watch Elemental. The other, I watched two more new movies. The first one, the next one is, it's called No Hard Feelings, starring Jennifer Lawrence. And it's a raunchy comedy in line with like Knocked Up or The Hangover, kind of. Like that kind of style. It's rated R. It's really funny, man. I know Jennifer Lawrence, she's a great actress, but I didn't know she was a super funny comedic actress. Dude, she's so good in that. You should watch it. The story is, she plays this person who's, she's like financially struggling, and then she gets hired by some rich parents to date their kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's
I
so
saw
fun.
That on TikTok. I saw a scene on TikTok. And I think it's also funny.
Yeah, and there's one scene there, dude. She goes full frontal nude. But it's in a comedic way, like in a way that I've never seen done before in any movie. And I had to look at it. I was like, did she use a body double? No, bro. She went full frontal to do some. I don't want to spoil it because it's so funny in the movie. You won't know. Like if someone told you, oh, Jennifer Lawrence goes full frontal, you will not expect what kind of way she does it. It's insane. So good, man. It's probably one of the funniest comedies I've seen in a long time. Like, literally in the last, like, 5 or 10 years. They don't really make comedies anymore.
Like the one that you're going to have a belly laugh.
Yeah.
The one that you're going to have, like, an actual LOL.
Yeah, I feel like they don't make those anymore because, you know, especially for theaters, like in theaters now, you really only catch like blockbuster Marvel movies or superhero movies or whatever. But this movie was really good. And the last one that I watched is, I don't know if you've heard of this, Rikuji, or maybe you've seen it scrolling on TikTok. It's by A24. It's called Past Lives. Have you heard of it at all?
No, I haven't. No, at all.
Oh, some people say are saying it's one of the best movies of the year. It's a romantic drama about two Korean people, but one of them emigrates to the States. And it's just it's their story. It's a story of like how they have like missed connections over the course of 24 years. So it's like, what's that movie? Before, you know, the Before trilogy? Before Sunrise? Before Sunset?
Yes.
It's pretty much like that. And it is very, I don't know, a lot of people really rated it really high. I liked it, but it's a slow burn for me.
A slow burn.
Yeah, it's a slow burn, but it's very relatable, I would say, to anybody that's ever had like a totga or a missed, you know, like wrong place, right person, wrong time kind of thing. Like it was a pretty heavy movie, man. But the acting was great. The leads were good. There's really three leads, the two Korean, so the guy and the girl, and then it's not really spoiler because it's in the trailer, but the girl gets married to this white guy, and the white guy is like the third actor in the movie that has prominent screen time. But I would say it is up there, man. If you enjoyed the Before trilogy, or maybe you enjoyed stuff like maybe like Eternal Sunshine. You liked Eternal Sunshine, right?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you like those kinds of movies, I think this is a movie that will stick with you for a while, and it has great cinematography. Like it's really artsy the way that they shot it, and
they spoke in Korean.
Yeah, they spoke in Korean most of the time. Yeah, pretty much. Like I would say maybe 70% of the movies in Korean, and of course there's English interspersed in there. And yeah, I would give it a watch if you like those kinds of movies. But I have to warn you, it is a little bit slow. And if you're not into like romantic dramas, because there's no comedy, like there's nothing funny. I don't think there's a single comedic element in this film. So if you're not into that, then maybe you should skip it. But other than that, man, that's pretty much what I have hostings this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at SM North for my Suki Cyber Zone. I've had three hostings for them this month, man. And yeah, I mean, I rewatched Lord of the Rings. I don't know if that's newsworthy, but I rewatched all three this week because I got nothing going on in my life.
Surprising. You did rewatch something, so.
Yeah, man.
Also, that is such a heavy thing to rewatch. I feel
Lord of the
like.
Rings?
I mean, it's just per movie. It's just,
it's what, 3 hours.
3 hours? Yeah. Gosh.
It is.
I remember when my dad brought us to watch Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. It was just like, as a kid, I was like, oh my gosh. Because remember I told you I only enjoyed Lord of the Rings when I was an adult. But it must have been like, for kids who are fans of like those kinds of movies, mm-hmm. that must have been like an amazing
experience.
Like release.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Diba? Yeah.
I tried to read the book, man. It's so boring. Like, because it's not really a... Well, the Lord of the Rings books is more like a history textbook versus The Hobbit, which is more like a story. I really enjoyed reading The Hobbit, but I tried to read the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It was so fucking boring, man.
The Lord of the Rings books are like blocks of paper. Blocks.
Yeah. And there's like poems
it's just
and
too
stuff
much.
In there.
You can't read it on the train because you're like, it's such a big book.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure they have like the tiny versions, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, that's pretty much it for me, man. Finn, what did you do this week, friend?
Wapow. Okay.
Wait,
I'm sorry. Finn pala. Finn. sorry. Okay. Finn. All right. So this week, the theme, I feel like I want to put a theme on my week. So the theme of this week are free stuff. Basically, I got a bunch of free stuff this week.
Nice.
And so it's going to start with this dental procedure or this mini checkup that I saw online that they're offering like free checkup or something with Invisalign. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll sign up. So I did sign up and I went there. And before going into the dentist's like clinic or room, I had to double check with the receptionist. And I didn't care if I sounded like I'm just here for something
cheap
for free.
Cheap as fuck.
Okay. Cheap as fuck. I did not care because we all know that, you know, like dentist's visit, if you don't have insurance or if you don't have like a deal with them, it's going to be expensive, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So I had to double check. I was like, are you sure that I don't have to pay for anything? Because I saw this, you know, like this thing online.
Because I didn't bring any cash. That's what you said. I don't have any money.
I'm not really liquid right now. And then I saw the receptionist's face. She was like slightly annoyed, but still trying to be friendly. She was like, no, you just have to go in. And then after that, we're just going to get your information. Then that's it. I was like, okay, fine. Thank you. And at the same time, she offered me like free drinks in their, you know, like lounge. And I'm like, of course I'm going to get that. So
yeah,
I got like a bottle of water. And then, so what happened was, it was just like they got like a 3D like image of my teeth. And then they also told me what I can do with it and blah, blah, blah. And basically told me how much everything will cost if I wanted an Invisalign and basically have great teeth. It's £4,000. So that's, I don't know how much that is in pesos.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I think it's almost 700,000 pesos.
Let me look it up while you tell me more about
it. Yeah. So it's £4,000. And I'm like, I'm just going to get out of here. But thank you for telling me.
288,000. Almost 300K.
Oh my God. 300K. Oh, 700K. But still, that's like a lot. So I was like, oh, damn. So thankfully, I did not have to pay for anything. But, you know, the trade-off is I get like probably 10 emails from them.
Nice.
Every other day.
Invisalign is like braces, right?
But yes, it's like the braces, but it's also kind of like a retainer because you have to like pop it on and you can take it off when you brush your teeth or whatever. So it's not like the usual like wired braces that you see that it's on there 24/7.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got that for free. And then after that, we went to London. Can I just say, going on a Saturday in London, I think it's one of the best days to go there. But I have to say that there's also a lot of people on the weekends because it is like, you know, it's a city.
Yeah.
So we went to central London, me and Ryan. And we went to the store of Tag Heuer and they have like this free event thingy where there's a watchmaker, like a professional watchmaker on there who will like go through with how they make the watches of Tag Heuer. And it was really nice because they offered like free champagne and stuff like that. And then obviously me being the Osisera, I asked a bunch of questions about watchmaking and how she, like that person, her name was Nelia, how she got into watchmaking. And then I didn't know that they have like a watchmaking academy, dude.
Really?
Which produces, yeah. Here in the Europe, I think that's the region that they have. Like the school produces like 6 students a year. So
only
I don't know
6?
If that's, yeah. And I don't know if that's like good or bad when it comes to like competition with jobs, because I'm sure there aren't a lot of job postings that says professional watchmaker for Rolex or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was really interesting too. Hear about the watches first, but obviously I don't know a lot about watches, so it just went over my head. So I asked her about like getting into that career, and it takes a lot of years before you like become a master watchmaker. So that was very interesting. So going around central London, we saw this one caravan that gives out free skincare. So obviously we lined up. We signed up for their newsletter, which is always the trade-off for something free.
Nice.
And then I got skincare, like a lot of other, like just, you know, free skincare, which was really nice.
Do you use a burner email and phone number for these things?
I do.
Do you destroy your real inbox?
No. I do, but it's kind of like I have a personal email and I have a work email. So I never use my work email. But I mean, I wish I had a burner email for all of those kinds of things. Mm. But it just goes into my personal email, which is fine for me. A lot of the museums in London are free, so we wanted to go in, but we couldn't. So we went into the Royal Opera House, which is honestly, I think, is a hack. Can I just say?
What do you mean?
Because it's free to go in there and they have really nice bathrooms. If, let's say, you're traveling to London anytime soon and you need to really take a shit, right, that is where you go. It's a takeaway because they have really nice bathrooms and they don't ask you questions. Why are you in here? Because it's also like a museum. You can go inside and then they have like a cafe. They have a balcony restaurant where we sat in there, but we didn't really buy anything.
Nice.
And nobody asked questions. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And then we went around. And the next day, was it the next day or maybe just a couple of days after, we went on a bike ride. We went to this coffee shop called Coffee Genius, which is around my area, or our area. And then we got free coffee because it's a specialty coffee shop as well. I told you, it's a week of free stuff. But we also bought coffee from Coffee Genius. And another good thing that came out of that visit was a part-time job that I have. So it was just like, I feel like it was serendipitous that we went there. And then the owner, which was manning the bar, was just, you know, we were just talking and, you know, just like exchanging stories. And then he said that, oh, I'm looking for a part-time, you know, barista. And I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a part-time job.
Oh, so
I
have
experience
it?
As a barista. I got it, dude.
What?
I got a part-time job at the coffee shop here, which is great because it's something that I don't have to think about. You know what I mean? I have experience. I know what to do. I just have to know where things go. Usually that's how it is anyway.
Nice.
So it's really nice. It was my second day yesterday. And working at a coffee shop, obviously, especially like when it's your first few weeks, you get to taste all of their stuff in the menu, which is great. And it's also great because it's kind of like a neighborhood, specialty small coffee shop. Uh-huh. So people don't just pop in and out. It's not like Starbucks where people just order and leave. So most of the time people stay, they chat,
work.
You know, like they ask you. Yeah. So it's really nice. It's been a really nice couple of days, you know, with training.
So you went in there with no intention of getting a job and you just ended up with a job. That's crazy.
I told you, bro, serendipity.
Dude, you got a free job.
A free job. Well, hopefully it's not free. So I think, I mean, I'm very grateful that that happened to me this week. But at the same time, I wanted to tell myself, because here's the thing about me and getting a job. Okay. Every time I get a job, I jump into the job 110% to the point where sometimes, and I learned this the hard way, sometimes you do stuff that's not even in your, you know,
job description
or your pay structure or whatever. So, and I know that that's also a good thing because you get to practice a lot of things, you get to, you know, learn and stuff. But then, like I said, I quickly realized with my previous jobs that sometimes it's not good because you get stretched out when, in fact, you're only paid to do this much work. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, you should start saying that. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, it's above my pay grade. No, but what I wanted to do when it comes to getting a job here in the UK, obviously, I want to be a better employee. And getting stretched out too much with a lot of tasks wherein you don't get to enjoy the job anymore. You get tired at the end of the day too much where you can't even go to work the next day anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, I kind of want to, like, self-preservation, if that's what
that
I
makes
mean.
Perfect
if
sense.
That's what, yeah. That's what I want to say. But at the same time, I also want to be great at the job, you know, and I also want to enjoy it. So it's not like tatamad-tamad ako. Mm-hmm. So there, that's like one of the things that I kind of like remind myself to do.
Wow. How often are you working then, there now? I mean, like,
well, this week and maybe I think next week would be like training week, which means I still get to, you know, I still get the luxury of the owner being there. I ask all of the questions and, you know, still guiding me in everything. But I think at one point, obviously, I would have to man the bar alone or with another part timer because there's another part timer there. So yeah, I think that's
how different is the world of coffee. I mean, besides like, you know, you don't have to go into the beans and whatnot, but like, is working at a coffee shop here versus there, is there a lot of crossover or do you have to like relearn or learn new things?
No, there's because I think the world of specialty coffee is very much global. Okay. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of talk online. So I think it's kind of like an understood thing.
Yes.
So when I was taught, obviously, my first week here, I was taught, like I said, where things go, like where you keep the milk, where you keep the packaging, and how you get this, how you get that. But when it comes to like coffee knowledge and passion, and if it's your interest, mm-hmm. you don't really have to like go into books. Obviously, you can. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I said, like it really feels familiar.
Okay.
That's what it felt like when I worked there. Yes. When I first started working there. It felt familiar. It felt like
riding a bike again, kinda.
It's like riding a bike again and it doesn't feel overwhelming. But at the same time, it's still so interesting because it's the world of coffee. There's a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of things to learn. So it's really nice. So there, I got a part-time job, which is really great. And then what else did we do? We went on bike rides, just went on like runs and everything because we are booked for a triathlon.
Oh, when's your thing? You finally set the date or what?
Yeah, so we booked a triathlon on September 17, which is like in 30 days, dude.
Damn.
But we have been training a lot, so I think we're gonna be fine.
You're
I
beast.
Think I'm just gonna slightly die, but it doesn't matter. I think it doesn't
matter. Funny, sabay kayo. I mean, like, you both go at the same time, or are you?
No,
like,
I think
exchanging. Like one is like it's like a baton thing, a baton pass.
No, it's not a relay, but it is. It's still an individual event, but I don't think we're gonna be in the same category. Obviously, we're not gonna be in the same category.
Right. Okay.
So yeah. There.
Are you trying to
I
win?
Think that's eight.
Are you just trying to finish?
Not really, but it would be fun to win.
Dude, that'd be crazy if you won, bro.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, my first one here.
Yeah, we could put your Halala Show logo on your.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
You could have sponsors.
Halala Show lang. So, yeah, I think it was a really fun and productive week. A lot of free stuff. And I did watch the newest season on Netflix of Young Sheldon, which is very interesting. I think it's such an interesting turn, especially in the last few seasons. If you guys watch Young Sheldon and The Big Bang Theory, the TV show Young Sheldon was obviously made because of Sheldon. But at this point in the story, in the season, it's not even about, like, I feel like people forgot about Sheldon already.
Okay.
And it's about the family.
Yes.
So I think that's very interesting. And I think that's the only new thing that I watched this week. And that's it, Finn.
All right, Finn. Okay. Shall we wapow to our first TT?
Yeah. Wapow.
Let's talk about the FIFA Women's World Cup. First of all, congratulations to Spain, who took home, if I'm not mistaken, their first ever Women's World Cup title, defeating England 1-0,
wow.
Or as they say in the football world, 1-0. They did this over the weekend, last weekend, August 20th. So congratulations to Spain. It was pretty intense. I actually watched it. And what a match, man. What a match. And, you know, there was a lot of stories coming out of the Women's World Cup as well. USA, if you missed the news, they were upset because the U.S. were the favorites to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they lost to Sweden. And Sweden actually made it to the semifinals where they actually lost to Spain, the eventual winners. So that's the main, like, you know, that's the thing that we wanted to highlight. But there's something weird happened during the celebration of Spain's World Cup win when their coach, the coach of the Spanish team, ended up, you know, like hugging and kissing his players. His name is Luis Rubiales, but in terms of kissing, he kissed one player in particular. Her name is Jennifer Hermoso. He actually kissed her on the lips after winning the match. To the other players, he was just hugging them. But for Jennifer mismo, he kissed her on the lips. And when people watched it and saw it, they're like, wow, that's a little bit weird. Some people were like, oh, no, he's just being, you know, that's just him celebrating with his players. But apparently, even Jennifer Hermoso, the player who was kissed, said that she did not enjoy that.
She did not enjoy it. Yeah.
And because of that, now the coach, see, Luis Rubiales, is facing a little bit of backlash to the point where the Spanish High Council of Sport, I didn't know such a thing existed, a High Council, which sounds pretty awesome, by the way. High Council of Sport says that if the Spanish Football Federation does not impose any sort of penalty or punishment for this act, then they're going to take action because they say that it is uncalled for. And I think it is. Did you see the video of it? I watched it before we recorded. It's pretty, I mean, what do you have to say when you first saw it? Did you look like it was something, like it was just a celebration, or did it look off to you?
Honestly, because I saw it on TikTok and it was just a short clip and I didn't see that he didn't really kiss other teammates. Mm. I didn't think of it. I didn't think any of it. And then now knowing that he only kissed that one player. And then parang on top of that, I saw other videos of him saying that, oh, you know, we're getting married and stuff like that. Yung mga ganun sa locker room. Mm. And then on top of that, you know, hearing the player say that I did not enjoy it. Obviously, that kind of made me uncomfortable. But initially, I thought that they were just celebrating. And I thought that, oh, you know, in Spain, they probably like kiss on the mouth. And we know that there are cultures and, you know, like in other countries where they kiss on the mouth and it's just la lang, diba?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I thought that was it. And actually, at the same time, this must be so difficult also for that young woman because I think on some level, some people might be thinking na parang, oh, you should be really mad and you should be something like this and you should feel this and that. But to be on such a big stage, everybody watching you, everybody feeling for you, when sometimes all you want to happen is to just all go for it to all go away. Alam mo yun, ganun yung parang nafe-feel ko na it's such a big stage and everybody's watching you and you're supposed to feel this way, you're supposed to feel that way. Parang grabe, this is such a complicated matter at the same time. Tapos parang, actually, yung initial thought ko was like, did she just say na it's uncomfortable but didn't want to do anything, but because of the whole outcry biglang they pressed charges?
Yeah, maybe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it kind of sucks because you know, this whole incident kind of cast a shadow, not really cast a shadow, but it's kind of overshadowed
on the win,
right? But just to give more updates on that, there's a lot of politicians in Spain that are actually calling for the coach to resign. You know, so someone said, we maintain our asking of the resignation of the gentleman who belittled and assaulted a woman. His excuses serve absolutely nothing. That's coming from Deputy prime acting second deputy prime minister Yolanda Diaz. And I mean, just he also did apologize for his actions, but they're saying like, yeah, apology is not enough. And I feel like they haven't really explained why he did that. It is, it's weird, man. It's weird. And
it is. And oh my gosh, but I just really feel for Jennifer. Jennifer, her name is Jennifer, right?
Yeah, Jennifer Hermoso. Yeah.
I just really feel for her because I don't know, parang feeling ko, I don't know. I kind of just really feel for her and what they're going through. And obviously, any action would, you know, any action should have, like, you should have responsibility for your actions, basically.
Yeah.
And if this is the way to go, obviously, na parang, you know, they file a case against him and they're calling him to resign and everything. Eh, that's what he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get you. Ginawa niya. Ginawa niya. So yeah. And it's especially right now in this like political climate, I think.
Yeah, there's got to be an answer for everything. And it seems like he doesn't have a good answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It can't just be like, eh, wala eh. Diba?
Because the player said that she didn't like it. You know, like if the player is like, no, we do that all the time. I mean, I'm not going to judge them if they do that all the time, you know, when they score a goal or something and that's what they do, then it wouldn't be an issue. But yun nga, because of all these, because of the conflicting feelings between the player and the coach. Because the coach even said like, oh no, that's something that we do. Like, you know, it's like it was out of celebration and emotions that we did that. But her saying she didn't like it, it speaks a different, you know, it sings a different tune.
True. That's what makes the difference. Because even if, let's say, all the players says that, yeah, that's what we do. And the coach says, yeah, that's what we do. But if people don't like it, if they don't like it, even if it's something that you do every single time you win a game, you're not supposed to do it because there's no consent. You know what I mean? And you know what's sad about this? Because, yes, this is in a world stage and a lot of people are watching this. But what's sad about this is when you realize that it also happens in a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. It happens in the gymnastics gym in your community. It happens in, you know, the swimming team nearby. You know what I mean? It's so rampant, I think, and that's what's sad about it because it happens everywhere and, you know, hopefully it stops.
It should. Yeah. Other than that, any more thoughts, Rika G? I think you wrapped it up pretty well. Like, it should bring awareness to these kinds of things. And hopefully it stops, you know, because people are now, well, you know, I don't want to say like, oh, now you know it's bad. It's just like you should know it's bad already. But this highlights the importance of keeping on with this kind of thing. Anything else you want to say?
That's it, man. Wapow. All right. So we all know and love Potato Corner. Am I right?
I do.
And I miss it. I miss it so much.
Barbecue.
Barbecue and sour cream.
Yes. Giga.
For sure. It seems like they can do no wrong, but this week they were actually under fire on social media for sharing a job posting that a lot of people have called insensitive. That's the term that I'm going to use. Okay. So here is the criteria and qualifications that they posted. I'm going to go through it one by one. Okay. 18 to 30 years old. Okay, kind of reasonable. Okay. At least high school graduate, knowledgeable to basic mathematical computations, preferably female, have good visual impact and pleasing personality, weight must be proportionate to height, have clear complexion, eyesight, and good set of teeth, know how to communicate in Filipino and English, definitely love dealing with all types of people.
Boom.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean,
first of all, sa ating dalawa, hindi na tayo, I think, qualified sa first pa lang.
Oo nga.
18 to 30. Ay, hindi, ako pwede pa.
Ikaw pwede pa. Ako wala na, bro.
Wala na.
Wala na.
Okay. At least high school graduate knowledgeable to basic mathematical computations.
How
cannot
basic?
Be bothered.
How basic?
Ako naman, cannot be bothered.
Okay.
No.
No.
Preferably female, okay. So wala ka na talaga.
Okay. Well, preferably. Baka pwede.
Preferably. Pero pwede. Okay. Pwede, pwede. May female features ka naman.
No,
pwede.
True.
Okay.
True.
True. Have good visual impact and pleasing personality.
Well, it's subjective.
We're like,
yes. Sign me up.
Wait, what does this mean? Weight must be proportionate to height.
Oh, that means that you're not overweight,
like,
or underweight.
Maganda yung BMI mo. I don't know.
Yung BMI, actually.
Are they gonna have like a, diba?
My mga fat, ano, body fat calipers pag ano, pag
apply. Oh my gosh, that is, okay. Clear complexion, know how to communicate in Filipino and English, then we love dealing with all types of people. I mean, it's just very specific. It's
yeah,
not really
they wanted
giving
beauty
a lot of
queens.
Basically, they actually don't want, they don't have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to this.
Yeah.
And then, actually, what's great about the internet is, and AI right now, a lot of people took the criteria and qualifications and put it in an AI generator and generated an image of what a potato corner service crew is supposed to look like. And I sent you the images, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
I mean, they look like anime parang, characters.
I know. Actually, yung isa parang feeling ko nakita ko na siya sa, I don't know, Katipunan
YouTube
or something.
Right.
like may dala-dalang laptop or something.
Right.
But yeah, so they did actually address it because a lot of people had problems with it. I think, honestly, for me, it was a little bit uncomfortable seeing weight must be proportionate to height because it's so ambiguous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the clear complexion thing, too. I feel like
there's a lot. And there's like, for me, I wish my explanation why they would need to put it in their criteria and qualifications. Na parang, if you don't have a clear complexion, you can't be a service crew. You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? So they did release a statement, and Potato Corner said that we deeply regret the incident. We're reviewing our procedures, teaming up with valued business partners, franchises, and suppliers to make sure that situations like this won't happen again. So I don't know if this is the whole Potato Corner or was it the work of
the Ventura
one
Mall? Yeah, because it was for hiring for the Ventura Mall branch, which apparently is not yet operational. But we'll open soon. And it makes you want, because they have a franchise yung Potato Corner, right?
Yeah, like, so yes, I believe so.
Usually, right? So that usually pag franchise, that they're like a specific branch, they handle their own PR and stuff, like their own whatever, like social media and stuff. Maybe it was a decision by the, because it's weird that we've never seen this before until now. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing it's whoever was in charge of the Ventura Mall franchise or operation was the one who came up with this criteria, because you know Potato Corner's been around a while. You'd think that if this was their standard hiring procedure that it would have come out earlier, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's, I think it's just specific to this whoever created this post was probably the owner or hiring manager for this Ventura Mall branch.
And, I think here's what I think about this whole issue. It's not the worst thing that can happen. It's not the worst thing that was put out on the internet, obviously.
Oh, yes. It's right.
But I also feel like this is, like we said, it's like a point of conversation, which actually, you know, like other brands also leveraged this whole situation because Lola Nena posted their own job hiring post. Where it kind of like answers or kind of like parallels to the one that Potato Corner just posted, because Lola Nena posted a hiring post and the criteria and qualifications are age, it doesn't define you, education, passion for food and people is our priority, math skills will teach you what you need to know, gender, all are welcome, appearance, your warmth and authenticity shine the brightest, then communication, respect and kindness are languages, love for people absolutely essential. So yun yung sa kanila, yung version nila, which I think is kind of like an answer to that.
Yeah.
Which,
obviously, it's poking fun at it.
Yeah, it's poking fun at it. It also doesn't like, but for me, it's also not anything negative. It's mostly focusing on what can brands do to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah. I think at least for Lola Nena's PR team, they rode the wave of, because, you know, usually when you ride the wave of whatever's trending, if you do it in a, because it seems like a classy-ish way to do it. I don't think they were really shitting on Potato Corner. they're just showing like, you know, they were just highlighting what was wrong with what happened with Potato Corner and then showing like, that's not how you do things. And actually kind of brings me to something that I've always thought about here. There's a lot of jobs that I see here that are always that say preferably female, for example, or like there's an age. I get like having an age thingy, but also age is weird that they have 18 to 30 in this case. Why do you think that is? Because, like, one time I remember, dude, I saw, I think it was at Pan de Manila, and it said, like, looking for employee, female, preferably no kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the States, for example, you can't do that because it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is some sort of rule here? Like, is there a legal framework that prevents discrimination in hiring or
whatever? Honestly, I wish there was that people just don't know about it, but I wish there was because that is just so problematic.
It's weird,
and
man.
It's weird because it's something na parang mapapaisip ka. Does it really stop a person from doing their job? Kids, you know, having, let's say, a scar on your face. Does it stop you from doing your job?
Shit.
You can still bake. You can still, you know, like talk to people.
Fried potatoes.
A fried potato. It's so strange because we're not saying that it, you know, the job is so simple that anybody can do it. Obviously not. It's just that, parang to limit yourself to a pool of people, na parang feeling mo if you're somebody just different or slightly different, you already can't do that job. It's like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just that was just my kind of takeaway from that as well. I mean, like, because people are highlighting the weight proportion to height and the good visual impact, which usually is illegal too, right? In the States.
I actually follow, if you guys see Advice with Erin on TikTok, the one that gives you advice about, you know, like working in corporate, how to do your CV and stuff like that. Honestly, for me, first time ko talaga to like actually build my CV and to take out my, because in the Philippines, I don't know why that's how it works, but you put your,
you need a photo. It's weird.
Yeah. Diba? You put your photo, you put your address, you put your whatever, which is like when I was building my CV and seeing how, you know, people do it in other countries, they're like, why do you need your photo? No, you don't need to do that. Take that out.
Yeah.
Your address.
Yeah, I never use the
photo
ever.
Need to know. They don't need to know where you live, okay? You know, sometimes you don't even have to say what your age is because all you need to do is to answer the qualifications and what's needed for the job, you know, key responsibilities, and that's it.
Mm.
So for me, parang it was, parang papaisip nga ako, oh, ano, it's so strange that we put a photo in there. Did you ever have to
In the States? Never,
submit?
Man. Never. Here, yeah.
Oh, God.
Here, when I applied at RX, for example, I had to send a photo. Yung photo, wala akong photo na ano. Yung ginamit ko yung ano, yung, they just put a suit on you like in Photoshop. You know what I'm talking about? It's a photo line. That's what I use. Like, I don't have, like, a... Because usually with the photo, you apply with, like, depending on the job, right, I guess. I think what RX wanted before was, like, you know, like a casual photo. But I had a suit and tie in my application. Because I had to do it last minute. And I just find it so strange that you have to have
a photo.
You
gotta keep it classy, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I found it weird that you had to do it. Because in the States, I never had to do it. Because it's not... Because you could actually, I don't know, I mean, I would never do it, but like you could sue or whatever. Like, you didn't hire me because you saw my photo, you know?
Yeah.
So the end of the day, it brings up more of, like, it's, I know Potato Corner did a little boo-boo here, but it does have to, you know, other than people making memes and stuff out of it, there has to be more thought going into the deeper rooted problem as to why this was maybe even deemed, like, whoever was behind this ad was like, oh, this happens all the time.
Okay.
It's normal. You know, like, what's wrong with asking this? Well, now we know, right? And hopefully other businesses maybe take notice, you know, and understand, like, oh, okay, that's why it's wrong, right? Stuff like that.
True.
How about you? I mean, there, do you feel any pressure that you don't have to put your photo now?
Like, that I don't have to be, yeah, I don't have to be like a beauty,
yeah,
beauty queen.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I, because I think because we worked in an industry in the Philippines, we worked in an industry where, you know, there is a visual element.
It's very superficial.
That, yeah, it's very superficial. It is quite strange to me that here it doesn't even matter. Because at first, actually, when I was doing my internships and everything, I thought that it would matter that I came from another country, that I look different, obviously, like I'm Asian, stuff like that. But honestly, they were all like, can you do this job? That's it. Because sabi ko, hey, I'm from the Philippines. And they're like, okay, here's what you need to do today. Get it to me at the end of the day. And that's it. They're like, doesn't matter. I bring it up sometimes. Actually, this is one of the things that I noticed because obviously I have diabetes and obviously I have to take my medicine sometimes in public and people don't ask about it. And if they do want to ask, I do remember one of my professors saying or asking me about it in a professional setting and they were so careful about it.
Yeah.
Like, ganun sila ka careful when you have like, when pag may sakit ka or, you know, like there's something going on with, let's say you have a bump on your face or something. They really tread carefully because it's not supposed to matter really most of the time. So
you think if I said I had gout during my interview
I don't think
at Potato
that's
Corner,
be...
they'd be like, nah, you no thanks. I think that what they're going to say.
Grabe. And nakailang metformin ka na today. Hindi, pero like, yeah, I get what you mean. But yeah, it's hopefully, it's like I said, it's not the worst thing that can happen, but hopefully there is some sort of like change that happens when it comes to this type of thinking when hiring employees.
Got it. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. So we only had two TTs this week, but we did have a little bit of a fan interaction.
Let's check.
A fan meet. Oh, loko fan meet. Oh, my fan meet tayo sa Instagram. And Rika posted and we asked, or she asked rather, what practical or smart advice can you give someone on their first day on the job?
Yes.
I'm guessing I didn't know that you got a job until you told me earlier in the mix. So maybe that's why you asked this, huh? Yung ginawa niyo that worked and actually led to a good first day on the job. So shall we read some of the answers?
Yes. And I think this is also very timely because, you know, we see a lot of like the Leche fans, especially last week, who updated about their lives that they said they just got a job or they're doing their internships or they just graduated. And this mix, actually, parang na-realize ko lang, it is kind of like job-centric.
It is,
you know,
very,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
people getting fired.
Dude, we should have been sponsored,
you know,
by
what,
Job Street or
I know.
Caliber.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn,
come on. So, yeah. So, here are people's responses. Kelvin says, remember everybody's name. This is so...
hard.
This is so hard. And this is also so very much like you. Because I do remember when you were new in the Philippines, when you're new at the job, you wrote everybody's name on your phone.
I did, yeah.
And you wrote something memorable about them, like blue shirt. Parang ganon. If I remember correctly, tama, diba?
I still do that so now with my hostings. Because, you know, like in case you work with them again... they're always surprised you remember their name, which is weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
I do that
because
all the time.
Usually, yeah, people do forget your name. And I do have a story about this. There was this one time I went on a hosting with one company. I had a co-host from their company. So we did the whole program together. The next week, I saw the same person in a Starbucks, and they said, "Oh, hey, Rika, remember me?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I don't." But I lied to their face. I was like, "Yeah." And here's like the kicker: I was with Hazel back then, like my friend, right. And inintroduce ko si Hazel sa kanya, but hindi ko siya na introduce kay Hazel because I don't remember the name, which is like. Right. Man, I should really, really pay attention next time because, you know, this shit can happen to you. And that was so embarrassing kasi at the end of that interaction, sinabi niya sa akin, "Di mo na ako maalala, no?" And that's the worst thing that can happen. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Also, I don't know why people do that. Yung parang, siguro hindi mo na ako maalala. And I'm like, okay, what the hell? Anyway, but yeah, that's a good advice. Rufa G says, fostering a good working relationship with your coworkers is 80% of the job.
I agree with that 100%. Yes. I feel like the job is only as good as your working environment. And if you are not, if you don't have any sort of connection, because the thing is, I understand people want to keep business separate from like their personal life, but it really helps to develop some sort of connection with your coworker. It doesn't have to be like, you know, you go out for a beer every time your shift is over or whatever. But just to, you know, be cordial and friendly with everybody really makes life. Because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure in your life too, Rika G, like I've had workplace drama, which is just like, why? Why is there drama in a workplace out of all, like, you could have drama in your personal life or your family and you want to add it to work? It doesn't make any sense to me to have
it
workplace
doesn't.
Drama.
Yeah.
It's
because
just so
at the end
weird.
Of the day, you get a paycheck and you leave.
You leave,
and why
bro.
Would you, why would you need drama?
I'm not trying to act for my paycheck, you know?
Exactly. And I think it's in the same, like, element as, like, picking your battles, because sometimes if it's not worth it to actually, let's say, ruffle some feathers, and if it will keep everybody happy and stuff like that, and if it doesn't really matter that much, you don't have to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, gets mo ba? Na parang, yeah, just be kind.
Be chill, yeah. Man.
Be chill.
Put your head down and work and then say hello to people, say good morning to people. You know?
Yeah, dude, it's also so extra difficult if you see them in the office every day.
Yeah.
Kasi gets ko yung kunwari lang, okay, tayo, we work with like different production teams or staff and everything. And we don't really have a quote-unquote office. But for people who, let's say, meron silang beef with an office mate and you have to see them every day, damn. That's not the way to go.
Not
how about this one? What, do you agree with this? Jungery says, shaking hands when being introduced to someone. Do you initiate the handshaking or do you answer back? Because ako, I always just answer back. I never initiate the handshaking.
I see. Usually I handshake. I don't know. I don't know if that's just what... I don't know. I handshake or if it's like a more informal job, like a
high five char.
Yeah. High five. No, more of a fist bump.
Or fist bump, tas hindi mo alam na CEO pala yun.
Oh shit.
Company.
But usually handshake is a good, I think it's good. You don't really do the handshake thing or what?
No, and it's not that I don't do the handshake thing, it's just that I never initiate it.
Or because, do the head bow thing, like the Japanese style, like a nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, related to that one, somebody says, wait lang. Okay, I'm just gonna move on to the next one. PL Drina says, tahimik lang sa umpisa. And at the same time, Ryan there. Be polite to everyone that you'll encounter. They will remember you.
Yeah, usually first impressions, man. First impressions last.
Yeah, first impressions.
I like this one from Adoborable. Adoborable.
Okay, go.
So not really a hack, but on my first day, I tried reinventing myself.
Okay,
from
yeah.
Makulit ako sa dati kong work to now tahimik and mysterious type. So now I'm living in peace.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing that I was telling you about earlier in this mix where before talaga super pabibo ako as in 150% ako sa job. But now I'm trying to be like more chill, be like, I'm just gonna take it as it is.
Yeah, the
know
mysterious
what I mean?
Type. I like that.
Mysterious. Somebody says, Epoy says, make sure you bring your comfort food for lunch. Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Food can really pick up the day.
True. Dumb Broke Chris says, humble and stay pretty lang.
Yeah, cute ka lang.
Humble and stay, yeah, I get it, man. Let's see.
Oh, here, wait lang. Archimon, this is the one that I was looking for. He says, know who's who. Mamaya yung kausap mo na pala yung boss, hindi mo pa alam. Because it could happen. And it's gonna be a tricky one. It can be a funny interaction. Na parang, ay shit, di ko alam na siya pala yung boss. But I think in a more corporate, professional setting, you kind of have to know who's up there. You know what I mean?
There's varying. So a lot of people are saying. So for example, Fran says, "Wag mahiya magtanong," or or like someone else says, I forgot where it was, but said like, you know, try to, you know, say hello to everyone. Someone else says, "Tahimik lang sa umpisa," right? So those are two varying things, and I think they can both work. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to be super loud or conversational on your first day, or super. You don't even have to be super friendly like at first. I would say as well. But some people, they're like that from day one. Do you think there's a superior one, or does it just vary by person?
I think it really just varies. And if that's the authentic you, if you're really madaldal from day one, then why not? It's just that for me, because I know the type of people that I want in my life. And usually when people are more vocal and more out there, medyo lumalayo ako sa mga ganong tao, especially if, like, let's say, kunwari ako, me and another person, we're new in the company and sila mas sobrang mas pabibo kesa sa akin, I kind of let them. But I also don't let them in my personal space. Kasi, I don't know, it's just that parang for me, especially when you're new at a job or you're new at something, you take in more when you're a little bit more quiet, when you're a little bit more relaxed. Yes. Mas madami ka matututunan. You remember a lot of things. You don't get rattled so easily. You know, it kind of shows that you're focused on the actual job and not like the social element of it. So yeah, but I don't judge people who are like that, because if it does work for you, go ahead.
Hey, it's speaking just that, of go ahead. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Go ahead. Go.
Oh, speaking of social element, I've noticed here in the jobs that I've done here, I've seen here, whether in my own job or like hosting for job stuff, Dash brought something up that I've always kind of thought about, which is I found a little strange here. Not bad but strange. Prepare a short and funny talent trip nila lagi yung ipagawa sa newbie. And I always found that so strange. Like they make you do like for example, when I host corporate stuff, they have all the newbies have a dance number and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I get like it's
and
maybe
we had
team
that,
building.
Remember?
Yeah, we did. We had something like for RX as well. But I'm just like, why? And when you prepare these things, I always ask, like, do you guys get paid extra to come in and practice? And they nope. No.
Obviously,
you do it after hours. I find it so weird that you have to do that.
Because I think it's like one of the icebreakers. It's just that I don't think that's the only way to do it. Pero I kind of get it why, let's say, in a big company they do that, because they don't really, it's such a big company. There are a lot of employees that maybe they don't have time to like, get to know each other. So medyo forced yung, you know, let's make memories together. Parang let's embarrass you for a little bit so that everybody remembers who you are and you're actually, and you feel like you're part of this. And that's actually one of the things that maybe that's their goal. Na parang, you all went through this when you were new. That's why this will bond you forever. But I feel like there are other ways not to embarrass people.
It's okay with me. Like I get like the concept of it all, but they don't let you, as far as I've asked and other people who've done it, they don't let you do it during office hours. That's what I find weird.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They want you to do it after your shift. Why? Like, come
actually,
on, man.
Alam mo,
that's not my job.
Ang dami ko na rin experience na Because like you said, we host a lot of like company parties and like Christmas parties and stuff. Now, all of the newbies, they would perform during Christmas time, but a lot of them have been hired like 6 months ago. Tapos ngayon lang sila, you know what I mean? Ngayon lang sila magperform in front of the company. Yeah. So yeah, I think it is like a, maybe a Filipino thing.
Tapos yung price nila, and, 3K. 60-60 sila.
Yun talaga yung concern mo. Yun,
no, I'm serious. Sometimes I'm like, minsan binabasa ko yung mga prizes na first place will take home 5,000 GC. But the group parang 70 sila.
Grabe.
What do you do? 70 pesos each?
Oh, God.
Pinaghirapan din yung 70. Oh, my God, man. I just find it so funny. Like, but that is good advice, though, especially here in the Philippines. Usually my initiation kind of thing. So do have something prepared. It's good advice. Thank you so much.
It is.
I wanted to say it was a little strange lang to me coming here.
Maybe last one.
Yeah, last one.
Broadfit says, meet as much people as you can and scout for potential work BFFs. Yeah, I mean, if you do connect with somebody, and it really depends on who you are, if you're that type of person who kind of like gets along with just one person or gets along with everybody, then why not? Honestly, for me, I feel like I am the type of person that really gravitates towards one person. Like, I would have one BFF, but never like I honestly do not agree with a work wife, work husband type of thing, especially if that person actually has a wife and actually has a husband.
Okay.
Like, why would you need a work wife, work husband? I feel like that's another, like, for another episode.
Right.
But a work BFF definitely, like, for me, yeah, that definitely works for me. How about for you?
Okay. No, I never really have a. I mean, I have friends. I usually make friends with everyone with people that I work with. Like, in all my jobs, I've usually made a group of friends or whatever. I don't really have a work BFF, man. Like, ever, you know? Because, for example, you and I, we never really worked together in RX.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Barely, right? And then, I mean, the partners that I had, they would be my work BFFs, I guess, in the moment. But I'm still friends with them after. It's not just with work. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, some people, I don't know if some, if that is that, dude, does that actually happen for some people where you're just friends at work? I've never really had that.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you don't talk outside of work. Like, when you're at work, you guys are like close, but then after work, you guys don't do anything or hang out.
I mean, like, I feel like people do have that.
Yeah.
But if you are really good friends, then most of the time it would seep into your personal life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for everyone's answers,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you can catch up with that on all our socials, Hala Hala Show on Instagram. Rika also did post something on the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam. It's a visual treat, you know, it's a visual question. So if you want to go check that out, we asked, I think, what their latest budol was, right? Is that what you asked them?
Yeah. Yes.
So if you want to see people's answers, go check it out. But the big announcement, moving on to the big announcement, Rikuji, what is the big announcement?
Boom, 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 boom.
Good timing.
We're taking a break. This is actually the season finale.
season finale, wow. Man.
Where are you going?
I am going to Europa. I'm going to Europe. I don't know my itinerary because I'm just following my mom's itinerary. But I know I saw Germany on there. So at least I'll be in Germany. At least one country. But I know we're moving to multiple countries. So yeah, that's what's going on. And I'm going to Siargao as well. So for pretty much the whole of September, I'll be out of Metro Manila.
Grabe. For the vacation talaga to.
Vacation.
Ating first son.
Yes.
Alrighty.
So yeah, you have a triathlon?
I do.
A new job?
I do have a triathlon. A new job. Hopefully, you know, because this job I'm very passionate about, but hopefully I do get a more permanent, more full-time job, in the audio industry here in the UK. So cross your fingers. I am applying and I'm sending out my CVs without my photo to all the companies that I want to work for. And I always say that because I send out a lot, right? But you just need that one company, that one email back That's just what I need. Just one, man.
It'll come.
Come on.
It'll come.
Come on. So yeah. I'm rooting for it. I'm rooting for myself.
By October, we'll hopefully. My job gonna
live. Hopefully. So enjoy Europe, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And hopefully hopefully when we do come back, it is going to be the same Halo Halo show that you guys know and love, but also a little bit different.
Yeah, new stuff gonna be included to the old stuff, which I think it's going to be incredible. Incredible. All right. So have a great season break, everybody. Enjoy your month off from our voices. And we'll come back in October. All right. Sometime in October, we'll update you through our socials. And I'll definitely post some where you've been on the Halala Show Instagram when I'm in Europe and Siargao.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And that's it, man. Happy season and extra song. Halala Show.
Bye.
All right, friend. Take care. I'll talk to you in a month.
Okay. Wait.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.